Shalom and welcome to Sem Torah for Parshat Tazria. In this week's parsha, we read, of course, about Nega'im. All different kinds of Nega'im, tzara'at, that can go on a person, on a person's body, a person's head, a person's clothing, a person's kelim and possessions, on a person's home. It's an incredibly detailed and very important parsha dealing with the way Hashem punishes in a spiritual way, a very powerful parsha. I want to focus on one specific aspect of the parsha as follows. When it comes to negaim on a person's body, such as in Perek Yud Gimel, the Torah uses the following expression. I'll start with a Yud Gimel Pasuk Bet. Adam ki hiyeh be'or b'saro, se'et o sapachat o baheret, v'haya be'or b'saro l'negat sara'at v'huva la'aron ha'kohen, o el'achad mi'banav ha'kohanim. Or, also in Perek Yud Gimel and Pasuk Tet, negat sara'at ki tihiyeh ba'adam v'huva el ha'kohen. In these instances, when the Torah speaks of negaim on a person's body, the Torah uses the expression vehuva el hakohen. He shall be brought to the kohen. However, if you fast forward, for example, to Perek Yudalid, when it comes to negaim on a person's house, the Torah uses a very different expression. For example, take a look at Perek Yudalid, Pasuk Lamedalid. Kitavo el eretz kana'an asher ani noten lachem la'achuza v'natati negat sarat beveit eretz achuzatchem. When you have negaim on your home, Pasuk Lamed Hey, uva asher lo habayit v'yigid la'kohen lemor kenega nir'a li babayit. It's fascinating. When it comes to these negaim on a person's house, it doesn't say vehuva el hakohen, he shall be brought to the kohen. The Torah uses the expression uva. Uva asher lo habayit v'yigid lakohen. Why? Why would it say that he'll come to the kohen when it comes to negaim on a person's house? But it says vehuva lakohen or vehuva el aron hakohen when it comes to a negaim on a person's body. It's a very important question, and is a beautiful answer by Rav Shlomo Mikarlin. Rav Shlomo Mikarlin is the second Karliner Rebbe from the Karliner Stolen Dynasty. He has a beautiful pshat. He died in 1792. He was the son of Rav Aaron Mikarlin. He himself was a student of the Magid of Mezrit. The Magid of Mezrit was a student of the Baal Shem Tov. A beautiful dynasty in Mesora. He says as follows. Everybody sins. Unfortunately, everybody sins. But when one sins, there are two ways, perhaps, that the sin becomes connected, so to speak, to the person. There are certain times that we sin, God forbid. It was a mistake. It was not on purpose. It doesn't become entrenched in me. And when that happens, Hashem can send an external hint. For example, Nige Batim, like what we saw in Perek Yudalid. That is the kind of Avera that I'm not so connected with, and Hashem can send a message that I realize something is wrong, and of course, when I see something in my house, oh my gosh, I made a mistake, I feel terrible, I'm going to run to the Kohen. And all I need is a very simple hint. If something bad happens, so I go to the Kohen. I need advice. What's going on here? And the Kohen will say, well, guess what? You did things wrong. The Gemara in Erechin, for example, and Daf Tet Zayin tells us that they come from Averot, Ben Adam L'Chavero. I made a mistake. Oyvei, I feel bad. I'm going to change it. And that's why the Torah says, Uva Asher lo habayit v'yigid lakohen. It's a quick, so to speak, very external hint, and that's all it takes to get a person inspired to run to the Kohen. However, if a person sins and doesn't get the message, and it goes from his house, and it goes to his clothing and other possessions, And finally, the person still doesn't get the hint. And finally, the person is afflicted on his body. Well, that's the kind of sin where a person is so entrenched in the midst, in the Avera, so to speak, married to the Avera. That kind of person is not going to get the hint. There's so many messages sent to them that even his body is afflicted. Well, the assumption is that he is so completely surrounded by Avera. He's not going to go anywhere. Oh, yeah, this is a mistake. This is a problem. This is a problem. He's not going to go anywhere. He's going to have to be brought. V'huvai el Aron HaKohen, or V'huvai el HaKohen. He's going to have to be brought to the Kohen and say, you know, I walk over to my friend. I think they call it nowadays an intervention. I have to go to my friend and say, listen, look at you. Your house is full of Negayim. Your clothing is full of Negayim. Your pots and pans are full of Negayim. Your body and your head are full of Negayim. Something is wrong. And I proverbially slap him in the face and say, what is going on here? You've got to correct yourself. Let's go to the Kohen. Let's go to the Rebbe. Let's go and figure out what the problem is. And Emir Tzah Hashem, when he does go to the Kohen, and he does tshuva, Emir Tzah Hashem, the Negayim will go away. And that's the difference, perhaps, between Uva El HaKohen versus Vehuva El HaKohen. May all of us be Zocha, number one, to never sin. Number two, if we do ever make a mistake, and we are human, it does happen. If we do ever make a mistake, we should be Zocha, Emir Tzah Hashem, to get the hint, to immediately correct our ways and run to the Beit HaMikdash and run to our teachers and friends and spouses and children and say, I made a mistake, let's fix this. And chalila v'chalila, we should not get to the level, we should not, Emir Tzah Hashem, get to the level where we lose the hints, miss the hints, and someone else is, God forbid, going to have to take us to the Kohen. Have a Shabbat Shalom.